It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And there are a couple of pressing announcements. Last night, in the last couple of days, I've been watching the Juneberries here in Grand Rapids to see when they were going to bloom. And my feeling was that it was going to be later this week, but I am encouraged. And if the temperature stays nice and warm today, I would think that in the Grand Rapids area, the Juneberries will start blooming today or tomorrow. And interestingly, the Juneberries are synchronous blooming plants, so that when the plant decides to bloom, all of its flowers open at once. There are going to be hundreds of flowers on the plants all at once. And interestingly, even though they bloom in the same day, they fruit asynchronously, so they'll get a couple of ripe fruits today and the robins will eat them, and then they'll get a couple more ripe fruits later today and the white-throated sparrows will eat them, and then they'll get a couple more ripe fruits just before sundown tonight and the robins will eat those. And so it goes, and you keep waiting for that flush of ripe fruits that you can pick and make a pie from. And it never happens because the robins and the white-throated sparrows and their cousins are all in there sneaking those Juneberries. As soon as they get ripe, they'll eat two or three and be perfectly happy and come back 2 hours later and eat two or three more. On the other hand, we are looking for an opportunity to pick several, like, you know, a quart or so, so that we can actually make something, jelly or a pie, and this doesn't ever seem to happen. But watch for great clouds of white flowers in the woods in the next couple of days in this area, and you will be looking at the Juneberries. Now, when I was helping my friend Harry the other day, I saw that the wild plums by his house were in bloom. And then I went on Saturday to the Forest History Center, and the wild plums were very close to blooming there. In a normal year, the wild plums and the Juneberries bloom usually within a day of one another. Usually it's Juneberry and wild plum. Some years, like this one, it's wild plum and then Juneberry. But if you're curious, the Juneberry, if you see white flowers, go out and look at the plant and look at the leaves. And the Juneberries, the newly emerged leaves on the Juneberries are folded in half like a book. And they will open along the midvein just like a book as they mature. So if you see that leaf that is kind of folded and gradually opening up, that's going to be the Juneberry. And the plums, the flowers are out, and the leaves are just little green buds. So you're not going to see as much in the way of leaves on the plums as you do on the Juneberries. So check those out. Now's a good time to mark them. If you want to have enough to make a pie or a nice jar of jam, I would suggest that you buy some of this bird netting that is finely spaced gridding that you can lay over. You can throw this netting over the Juneberry plants, and it will prevent the birds from getting in and eating the Juneberries. So if it's your aim to have Juneberry pie, you better get some netting out in the next month or so, because they're going to be getting ripe by the end of June, and that's when you'll want to protect them. The other, well, there are too many things really to delineate, but one of the things that's really caught my eye, and if you were listening earlier this morning, I was talking about the sugar maples with Heidi, and the sugar maples are just gorgeous in the Grand Rapids area. They are in flower and beginning to put out leaves, and the overall effect is this yellow, and it's not a pure, you know, school bus yellow, or it's not that pure yellow of a lemon. It's subtler and softer, but it is definitely yellow. And you will not have any trouble picking out the sugar maples in the Grand Rapids area, at least over the next few days, because they're going to remain quite spectacular. Among other trees that are showing off, Bur oaks and red oaks are just beginning to break buds, so they've got this really subtle kind of green in the case of the bur oak, and in the case of the red oak, sort of a, I don't know, it's there's green in there, but the leaves are red when they first come out, and you can see them folded up in the bud. I think Harvey Jader over in the Bemidji area had a picture of a couple of red oak leaves that had emerged, and you could see the bright red color of the red oak leaf. So keep an eye on the oaks. They're going to get very interesting. Fly honeysuckle. This is the native honeysuckle. It's got twin yellow flowers on it, and it's pretty spectacular all by itself. It is one of the native honeysuckles, not to be mistaken with the Tartarian honeysuckle, which is non-native and invasive. So if you have a honeysuckle in your yard, or if you know of a honeysuckle around your area, and you note that it has pink flowers on it, you're going to want to get rid of that one. I guess you could kind of keep them around, but if you do, you should know that you're kind of creating a problem for you and your neighbors, because a lot of those honeysuckles, fruits are eaten by the birds, and then the plants are transmitted through the bird to the next location. And if you go down into the Brainerd area, you'll see that the Tartarian honeysuckle is kind of the dominant shrub beneath the trees, and it crowds out all of the native species. The fly honeysuckle had the flowers at peak on the 20th, and that was just 14 days late. So, and everything I've looked at in the way of plants is from 5 to 14 days late. So we are definitely behind in terms of our development of our plants. But the birds seem to be coming back right about on schedule. My first hummingbird was this past weekend, Friday or Saturday. And I think it might have just been being inattentive, but they've been in the area for a few days. The red-breasted or rose-breasted grosbeaks have returned, and they were back right on schedule. And I was just going to check the oven bird. It seemed like the oven bird was a little late this year, but I'm not sure. I'll take a look and let you know. But the oven birds are back. Those are the ones that are sitting in the woods screaming, teacher, teacher, teacher. So listen for those. Trembling aspen, man, they're just transitioning so quickly into fully leafed out plants that you're going to have shade in the woods in the next couple of days. And so keep an eye on them. Cottonwoods are beginning to leaf out, horse chestnuts, mountain ash, paper birch. The male flowers on the paper birch are just starting to drop. So that's kind of a transitional period for them as well. You want to check that out. Yellow birch in my yard, the yellow birch buds are broken to the point where now I can see the leaf stems. And so the yellow birch are coming along about average. Well, they're a week behind. They're 7-8 days behind in terms of their timing, in terms of when they normally would be leafing out. Among the plants, marsh marigolds, wood anemones, large-flowered bellworts, large-flowered trilliums, ginger, leeks, Labrador tea, leatherleaf, pussy toes, all are either blooming or very close to bloom. The Labrador tea, if you look at Labrador tea today, what you'll see is a dime-sized ball of white at the top of the plant that will soon break out and be the flower. The leather leaf, on the other hand, another swamp plant, a long arching branch, and hanging on that branch are a dozen or 15 little white bell-shaped flowers. They look a lot like the flowers on the blueberries, which are also in bloom right now. There are lots of blueberry flowers out there right now, so check those out too. I was doing an inventory of ferns the other day as I went out and picked some fiddleheads, the ostrich fern fiddleheads. I found, I found ostrich ferns that were already 80 centimeters, which is, you know, close to 3 feet tall, not quite, maybe 30 inches, but really getting up there. Interrupted fern is up, sensitive fern is up, oak fern is up. Lady fern is up. I haven't seen any cinnamon fern, but maybe I just haven't been looking in the right spots. But boy, oh boy, the ferns are kicking up. You know, they're coming up like crazy. The morel mushrooms are out. And after this past weekend's rains, there are good time to go out and look for morel mushrooms. I have shiitake mushrooms that I grow at home, and they are definitely out. And I had a meal last night of a bit of steak and some ostrich fern fiddleheads and shiitake mushrooms. I was eating pretty good last night. It was a pretty nice night. At my house, the round-leaved or round-lobed hepatica are at their peak of flowers, and that's about 13 days behind schedule. I had mosquitoes yesterday, the big green darner yesterday, and that's 11 days late. Variegated meadowhawk, I mentioned that, seeing one of those yesterday. The pagoda dogwood is leafing out, and they went from being 2 days late on the bud burst to being 8 days late on when the leaf stem was visible. Blue violets are blooming. White sweet violets are blooming. Sand violets are blooming. Gosh, it's just a wonderful time to be out in the woods, and every day there's something new. Pennsylvania sedge is blooming. Peduncled sedge is blooming. Windflower, the wood anemones, are blooming. They're 7 days late in terms of when they first bloom. Bracken fern is up. I mentioned that. Canada mayflower. I see that the leaves are up, but there is no flower. I saw some flower buds, but no flowers yet. Spring emergence on the Canada Mayflower is 10 days late. Again, with the events are taking place, but they're all taking place late. Leaf stem visible on the yellow birch, 4 days late. I heard last night, as I mentioned to Heidi earlier today, I was outside. I heard the loons just getting crazy on the lake, and the trumpeter swans were responding with some calls of their own. The Canada geese were making a racket out there. There was a snipe winnowing up in the sky above me, and out in the bog, I could hear the American toad calling. So first American toads calling, and that was 4 days late. And I did want to check on the oven bird. It didn't show up in my records here yet. So I'll have to give you that another day. But the birds have been relatively close to being on schedule within a few days. The plants, the closest one that I'm seeing is about 5 days late, and everything else is later than that. So it's a cool spring, and the plants are responding by sort of slowing down. As I look out the window here, I see the new growth is just starting on the white spruce. So lots of things to check out. I hope that you will get outside this week and enjoy some of the spring ephemerals, because remember, as the shade increases in the forest, the spring flowers decrease in the forest. So get out there and look them over. It's worth your while. That's the Phenology Show for this week. We'll talk to you again next week.
You can sign up for a phenology podcast that includes student reports. Find a link at kaxe.org.